bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Oh, yes, indeed, BTN News listeners. We have arrived. It is Friday. And time for your Friday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. It's the 20th of October, 2017. All the best technology news we'll be getting you caught up on right now in about 5 minutes. Google's Instant Apps. Yes, we've mentioned this before on the news show, and they are available in a few little places if you want to try them out. However, though, Instant Apps has not been in the place they actually probably should be, the Play Store. And just for those who are not familiar with this Instant Apps thing is from Google, it's actually a place where you can try out the app before you actually commit to downloading it. Well, now you can do that in the Play Store. That's right, Google is currently building Instant Apps into the Play Store through Try It Now. Yes, that's the button you're going to see on the app pages. Once you tab it, you can find out, is this app worth the money or is it just complete crap? Now, mind you, starting off, this is not going to be for every single app that's on the App Store. Only a select few for right now. Though, according to what Google's saying, at least to the New York Times, that list is going to be growing soon. Now, last month at the Apple event, you know, where we had all this stuff unveiled, the iPhones and all that, the minute I heard an emoji come from the lips from, honestly, I can't remember who the hell said it, but the minute I heard an emoji, I was thinking, boy, I hear a lawsuit coming. You know, because it sounded that good. Like somebody probably thought of it before. I think they did. Yep, Apple seems to be facing a lawsuit for infringing on an existing an emoji trademark. The lawsuit was actually filed yesterday on behalf of, I guess, of a U.S. citizen that's actually currently living in Japan. But according to their client, they came up with the name Animoji way back in 2014. And they did register it with the United States Patent and Trademark Office in 2015. In fact, the creator, or the so-called creator, the Animoji, that remains to be seen by the courts, actually has an app in the App Store that's actually been downloaded more than 18,000 times. And it's still in the Apple App Store. And it does what you'd see with the Animojis now. It's designed to send animated text to people. It's kind of confusing as hell, isn't it? Usually lawsuits are. Yeah, I hear money and it'll probably be taken care of. Twitter, do you feel safe there? Well, a lot of people don't. Yeah, there's a lot of trolls and bad people on Twitter, but there's a lot of good people too. Now, there's been talk for months upon months now about when Twitter's going to get its act together regarding this, and now it seems that they've decided to speed up those improvements. Why? Because we've had an email leak, and basically they were caught with their pants down. So now, we'll no longer have to be in wonder, because the network has released Safety Calendar. Yep, that's basically going to give you details of when it will roll out a series of new rules to make the platform safer and a lot more friendly. So what's on tap for the calendar? Well, starting November 3rd, the company plans to crack down on hate and violence on its website. Then, coming November 22nd, Twitter will begin blocking people's ability to sign up with hateful names. So far, it looks like the calendar only goes through November, and there's only two dates there. But hey, there's a plan in place now, and we can see it. And finally, hey, staying on with Apple News, you know, speaking of all those stuff that was unveiled last month, what wasn't there? I know, our good old Mac Mini. What the hell happened to that thing? Well, apparently, we're going to get a new one. Yes, one Apple fanboy apparently messaged Tim Cook and directly asked him, hey, Timmy boy, when the hell are we going to get a new Mac Mini? Actually, that's not what he said. He said, hi, Tim, I love the Mac Mini. It's been 3 years without an update. Are we going to see anything in the pipeline anytime soon? Thank you. Well, believe it or not, Timmy boy wrote him back, stating that,
I'm glad you love the Mac Mini. We love it too. Our customers have found so many creative and interesting uses for Mac Mini. We do plan for a Mac Mini to be an important part of our product line going forward. Best, Tim.
So, so not really much of a confirmation saying that, yes, indeed, we're going to do a new Mac Mini. Nonetheless, though, at least we know for the near future, they're not going to kill it yet. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, that is our website. Podcast, blog, review, all that stuff is on over there. If you haven't checked out our official website, go check it out. And if you haven't been there in a while, you should go check it out. We've had it completely redesigned and it looks so slick and user-friendly now. You can also give our social media sites a check on too. British Tech Network on Facebook and Instagram, at British Tech on Twitter. I'm also on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. Blogger, and of course our BTN Slack room. That's where you really need to be, and we'd love to have you there. You can join us by going to britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back on Monday. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the weekend. But until then, have yourself a great weekend. Enjoy the rest of your Friday. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.